This is Paulo Pargielski podcast. I'm its host, Jacek Olender. For more materials for learners of English, go to my website, paulopargielski.pl. Imagine you wake up on a Monday morning and you're feeling a bit under the weather, slightly ill, a bit off color. Your throat is sore and you have a splitting headache. You know you're coming down with a cold and you face a dilemma. Should you take a sick day or should you go to work? Well, in the good old days, that is the pre-pandemic days, the decision was easy. You could say that it was a no-brainer. You would call in sick, go to a doctor, get a sick note, and grab a laptop ready to binge on the whole season of your favorite TV series rather than the budget forecast. And you were happy that you did the right thing. You were happy with yourself knowing that you saved so many people from the nasty cold. The people on the train who would otherwise be exposed to your sniffles. Your colleagues who would otherwise be annoyed by your coughing. You felt like a true hero, protecting everyone, including your boss, even though that might not be your priority at the time. That was in the old pre-pandemic days. If you were ill, you took some time off work. A sick day was a better solution for your colleagues, clients, business partners, and above all, for yourself. Today, however, when people are working from home, they are less willing to take a day off when sick, even when they have nasty symptoms. We know that not only from personal experience, but also from a study run by Nicholas Bloom from Stanford University. He has been tracking work-from-home habits for a long time, and his recent paper presents data showing that in a big multinational company, people working from home at least 2 days a week are taking 12% fewer sick days than their colleagues working in the office full-time. I found out about this from the article titled Working Under the Weather, published by The Economist on the 13th of October. The article mentions two reasons why we no longer want to take time off when sick. One reason is that we got used to working even when we were ill during the pandemic. When COVID-19 was our biggest worry, we stayed at home wrapped up in blankets and we kept taking part in countless Zoom meetings as long as the camera was off, of course. So the bar for taking a sick day was raised during the pandemic. The second reason is that employees are afraid to be out of the game. They're afraid that their unplanned absence might show that they are not needed, not useful to the company after all. They don't want their bosses to know that the show can go on without them. I think that there could be a third, simpler explanation why employees who work from home are less likely to phone in sick. They might simply get sick less often because they don't spend as much time mixing with other people in the office. Just a thought, nothing more. I haven't done any studies on the matter like Mr. Bloom. Just a bit of common sense might be enough to come to this conclusion. Anyway, the article in The Economist ends with a warning that working from home while you are ill could be counterproductive or even dangerous. Your illness could impair your brain functions, and you won't be able to focus or exercise proper judgment. Writing emails while feeling dizzy not only puts your body under stress, but you also run a risk of sounding, well, ill. Well, mentally ill, which is neither good for you nor for your employer. So next time you have the sniffles, call in sick like you did in the old good days. you will be doing this not because of being lazy or wanting to finish the fifth season of The Crown, but because you know that you will be less productive or even dangerous when working until you pass out. Before I say goodbye, let me tell you that every day on my Instagram feed, you can find an expression that is relevant to the news of the day. One expression a day means 365 expressions a year. Well, maybe less, as I don't intend to put up any posts while being sick, for obvious reasons. Okay, so that's it for today. Thank you for your time. Take care. Hope to talk to you again next week.